One of the main methods of marketing is the importance of creating content. You have to be creating content because marketing is all about eyeballs. You got to have eyeballs on your business. Sometimes you have four eyes on your business. The more eyes they have on your business, the better.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Palatano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
If we're here and I'm teaching you guys how to build this really six-figure business within 90 days or so, right? 100 clients in 100 days, 10K a month in 100 days, just because I like round numbers, right? It would be irresponsible of me to teach you to do that without first making sure that I teach you how to build a solid and strong enough foundation to support that type of business and beyond. Because what's going to happen once you get 100 clients is you're going to say, now I want 200 clients, now I want 500 clients, and I want 1,000 clients. So if we're going to do that, we have to build the foundation now. If I know I want a 50-floor skyscraper, I cannot build a foundation for a 10-story building. I have to build a foundation for a 50-floor skyscraper, even though I don't have even one floor yet built. Common sense. Sometimes common sense isn't so common, and sometimes it's just because you haven't thought of these things. But you got to look ahead. Like, man, Bruce, I'm just getting started. I don't even know what I'm going to call my business yet. I don't care. We're going to build a foundation for a freaking skyscraper because that's what's going to happen once you're done with this training. Like, you're going to continue to build your little skyscraper. So before we do, Bruce, I just need leads. I need leads. I need customers. No, you don't. You think you need leads. You think you need customers, and that'll be a curse for your business right now. So no, I'm sorry. You do not need leads. You're not ready for leads. What you need is a strong foundation. You're going to build a skyscraper. Build a skyscraper foundation. The foundation comes first. Then the other two pillars of this program, well, yeah, Bruce, you're going to get 100 clients in 100 days. We're going to need marketing and we're going to need sales. Sales being the more important one. Why? Because look, I can show you guys how to get all the leads in the world. But if you cannot convert them into paying customers, if you suck at sales, then what good is any of those leads? They're all completely useless. You're burning them. So again, before you're ready for leads, you need to get your sales down pat. You build your foundation. Let's back up for a second. Let's talk about foundation. Practically speaking, what does that mean? Well, for us, it's three things. It's your systems, it's your processes, and your people. When I say systems, I mean, how does your business operate? You ever try to build a piece of furniture from IKEA or from anywhere else without the instructions? Horrible. Super challenging. I mean, possible, but man, it sucks. And oh, I, Bob the Builder over here, I can do it without the instructions. Yeah, but it's going to take you 6 hours when you can do it in 45 minutes if you just follow the freaking instructions, as my wife says, right? So your processes, it's your instructions. It's for, it's your SOPs. It's your standard operating procedures. It's the IKEA's instructions to build the cabinet. Make your life easier. It's intentional. Success is intentional. You can't wing it your way to success. If you do, you got lucky. And then what happens when you're no longer lucky? Success has to be intentional. Intentional success comes from the processes that you build in your business, your standard operating procedures. How does your business work? How does it tick? How you do every little thing in your business, right? So processes. Then you have systems and people. Well, the people in your business right now is for sure you, but it's not always going to be just you. Hint, hint, that's why your SOPs are so important, because the moment you add somebody to the team, you just give them the SOP and that's their training, right? And you start replacing yourself and replacing yourself and replacing yourself with your SOPs. So you get people to work the processes that you have created so that you could be CEO of your business, not an employee of your business. How do you become a CEO of your business instead of an employee of your business? You get people. But before you get the people, you got to have the processes, because you got to have something to show the people when they come, right? So processes always comes first. Then comes the people. So you start replacing yourself. And then you have the systems. The people are going to leverage the systems to work the processes in which you have created. Ah, it makes sense, doesn't it? The people, right now it's just you, leverage the systems to work the processes. Would you rather a screwdriver or power drills? Screwdriver or power drills? Power drill, right? Why? Because it's more effective. It's faster. It's better overall. Systems, processes, people, foundation. Unless you have all of that, you, my friend, are not ready to turn on a faucet and have leads start dripping into your business like crazy, because your business will collapse because you're building on sand, not on a solid foundation. Let's move on. Sales and marketing, the other two pillars, right? Foundation one, sales two, marketing three. Sales, literally your ability to have a conversation with somebody, right? Your ability to have a conversation with somebody. And at the end of that conversation, get them to give you their credit card number and pay you and hire you to do for your services. How good are you going to be at doing that? Your skills to sell your services. That matters. Because again, I can get you all the leads in the world, but if you cannot convert them into paying customers, you're burning them. They're useless. So you got to learn how to sell credit repair. You might be the best salesperson. How long have you been selling credit repair for, right? You can sell ice to an Eskimo, as they say, right? But have you ever sold credit repair to somebody with a 350 credit score, right? How good are you going to be at doing that? And we outline the exact script, the exact consultation flow that you can follow that is proven to work, that helps us enroll 500 to 900 clients every single month. So clearly it works. It's your skills, but then also your sales process. You see how there's a process in everything? Your sales process. Imagine I snap my fingers and I can give you 50 brand new leads today, 50 tomorrow, 50 the next day. And every day I can snap my fingers and give you 50 brand new spanking leads, right? 50, bam, 50. How are you working those leads, right? Are you calling them? Are you emailing them? Are you texting them? You call them once a day? You call them twice a day? You call them for a week? You call them for a month? You see what I'm talking about? You got to have a process in which you're going to work these leads so that you don't burn them, so that you don't lose them, so they don't fall through the cracks. So you can squeeze every ounce of opportunity out of every single one of those leads. I was going to say suckers, but they're not suckers. Those are people who need your help to change their lives. So you can squeeze every ounce of opportunity out of every single one of those leads so that your skills can be used to convert them into paying customers, right? Now, my friend, you got a strong foundation. You got the right sales skills and the right sales process. Hint, hint. And now, and only now, are you ready for leads. So the faster you can get through building your foundation and sharpening your sales, the quicker you can get to the marketing part. But until you do that, you're going to be doing yourself a disservice by just going after leads and leads and leads. Imagine for a second you bought the McDonald's across the street. It's just got a brand new McDonald's. All I need is a line out the door of people that want Big Macs and McFlurries, and I'm good. Help me. Give me a line out the door of people that want Big Macs and McFlurries, and I'm good. And I'm like, okay, here's a line. But then they open the door and they walk into your McDonald's, and you don't have a stove. You don't have an ice cream machine. You don't have a cash register. You don't even have a cashier. What good is that line out the door? Useless. You can't serve them to the best of your ability. That's what I'm talking about with foundation and sales. You got to have your systems, your processes, your people, your sales skills, and your sales process. And now you're ready for leads. All of this to say what? What I want to start with tonight. Now we're all on the same page, right? You know what? This should be like an intro that I play so that everybody can be reminded of why we're here and how this program works, right? I've talked to you guys about this program as a recipe. I'm a chef cooking this recipe in your kitchen with you. If I say 2 cups of sugar, you put 2 cups of sugar. If you put 2.5 cups of sugar, now your recipe is different from mine. And I'm not responsible for how your dish is going to taste because I know how good mine tastes with 2 cups of sugar. It works. And proof is in the pudding. No pun intended. Okay? It clearly works. So while you're doing all of this, there is some marketing that you can do, okay, that isn't going to necessarily bury you or build your building on a weak foundation. And that's content. Content is the one that's going to take the longest to really get you a steady flow of leads. I'm not saying it doesn't work. That's not what I said. I said it's out of all the strategies that I teach, this is probably the one that's going to take the longest to materialize into actual business coming in on a daily basis. But man, it is important. It is so important because again, eyeballs, okay? The more eyeballs you get on your business, the more clients you have. It's that simple. You cannot have 100 customers if 100 people don't even know that you do what you do. So you got to have 1,000 people that know that you do what you do so you can get 100 customers. Why do you get in front of 1,000 people? Best way to get in front of 1,000 people is on social media. And I don't care. Oh, I don't like to be on camera. Oh, I don't want to put my face on there. How bad do you want this? I'm going to let you answer that question. Here's what I will tell you, okay? Content is going to drive your business. Because any marketing strategy that you implement, content is going to be like a multiplication symbol for it. Because if you're running ads, for example, and people search your page, which they do, what are they going to see? Pictures of your cat? No. They got to see the credit lady, the credit guy, Grandpa Gator. They got to see credit, 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 credit. Because the only reason they're on your page is not for your stinking cats. It's because they're interested in credit repair. So your page needs to be filled with credit repair, credit repair, credit repair, credit repair. Social media is now a money-making tool. It's not for likes. It's not for, oh, my 45-year high school reunion. No, times have changed. There used to be a time where social media was for that kind of stuff. Still is, but not primarily. Primarily now, smart people are using social media to make money. Why? Because that's where the eyeballs are. Marketing is all about eyeballs. Are you leveraging your free tool? How much do you pay a month for Facebook? How much do you pay a month for TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat and Pinterest and Yelp? How much do you pay a month for that? Nothing. Are you leveraging this extremely powerful free tool to make you money? If the answer is no, why the hell not? Because I'm shy. Because I don't want to be on camera. Because of the, I can't help you with that. Honestly, I wish I could. I wish I could open your little brain and take away that fear or that anxiety or whatever it is. I mean, I'll lay a hand on you and pray for you right now if I could. I would, but I can't. But what I could do is remove any other excuse of, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what kind of videos to record. What if I run out of ideas? Well, if that's the reason why, then we're about to nip that in the butt right now. Okay. The other stuff you're going to have to deal with yourself. I don't want to get a camera. Well, I don't have a professional camera and a microphone. Everybody, unless you still have like a flip phone, which I mean, even Wally has an iPhone. We all have a smartphone with a camera that we can go like this and speak to the world. This is all you need. You don't need no fancy equipment. All you need is a camera and yourself. That's it. So how do you create content? How do you come up with content ideas? Again, why content? Because content is like a multiplier. You ever play like tug of war? And then you have like the biggest dude all the way in the back anchoring you, right? Pulling. That's content. Content is that biggest dude that's making sure that they're pulling the extra weight. They're not doing it all by themselves, but they're maximizing everybody else's efforts. They're maximizing everybody else's efforts. Content is going to maximize every single one of your marketing efforts. I don't care if you're going after lenders for referrals, if you're going after Facebook ads, if you're going after becoming the mayor of your town, if you're going after, please tag me in this post, especially if you're doing that stuff. Content is the big dude maximizing those efforts. So how do you create content? Well, we're in 2025. And there's a tool called ChatGPT. And I love ChatGPT because ChatGPT has made my life so easy. And it's such an underused tool, I believe, in our industry when it comes to marketing. And I want to display something for you guys live. I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show you how easy it could be to create content. There's an app that you can download on your smartphone. Okay. It is called Teleprompter. Every single one of you guys needs to download this, unless you're really good at memorizing and just doing off-the-cuff videos. I used to be until I found this out. Now I script everything that I write on camera. Okay. Teleprompter. So that's how you could record looking at your camera, and you're going to tell yourself what to say, right? You don't have to do it off the cuff. You don't have to wing it. You could do it just like that. All right. So, how do you get that? How do you get what to say? That's where ChatGPT comes into play. It doesn't matter what part of your business you're in, content, it's going to take a while. It's going to take 3, 4, 5, 6 months before the actual content that you're posting is generating daily leads. But consistency is key when it comes to content. Content is not instant. It takes time. But again, it's a driving force behind everything else that you're doing. By the way, it's free. You can create a free account with ChatGPT. I have a paid one. It's like 20 bucks a month, but even the free one works. Okay. So you can go in here and you can say, act as an expert copywriter and write me the script for a 5-minute YouTube video or for a 90-second reel. You see that? Or for a 10-minute YouTube video talking about the top three things you can do to increase your credit score. Right? I say YouTube. So it's like, hey, welcome back to the channel, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Anyway, then you copy and paste this into your little teleprompter app. By the way, ChatGPT has an app. So you can just do this on an app and then you can copy from here, paste on there. Right? Everybody knows how to copy and paste. Hey, everyone, welcome back to the channel. If you're new here, I'm Bruce. And today we're diving into something that can make a huge difference in your financial life, your credit score. Look, whether you're planning on buying a house, financing a car, or you just want to take control of your financial future, increasing your credit score is a step in the right direction. But the big question is, how? How, Bruce? Well, in today's video, I'm going to share the top three things you can do to boost your credit score and put you on the path to financial success. So grab a notebook, hit that like button, and let's jump right in. It might take you 5 takes. That's okay. It might take you 10 takes. That's okay. Now, the reason why I like this is because this is all going to be one video. Now, here's the magic, y'all. Don't miss it. This is going to be a 10-minute video. Each one of these sections is its own 30 to 90 second reel. They can splice up. You're going to record a 10-minute video. Out of that 10-minute video, you're going to get 5, 6, 7, 8, 90 second reels. Does that make sense? And then you can make little quote posts, like the little Twitter quote card posts where you take like a nugget and then you put here, every time you miss a payment, it can stay on your credit report for 7 years. Yes, 7 years. That can be a little quote card with your brand and your colors. And it's like a static post, like an image that you post on your account, like a photo on your Instagram, for example, right? This right here, the most obvious and probably most important tip, paying your bills on time. You can start there, and that's a beginning of a reel. And you end right here. Yes, absolutely essential. Boom, one reel is done. But again, you don't have to re-record. You record it through one time, and then use a software like CapCut, which is also free, to splice it up. Or if you have your iPhone, you can then go on your iPhone and you can edit and you can just drag, start here and here, save as new clip. Next one. The next one wants to start here, cut here, save as new clip. Next one. So you can do all from your iPhone. And if you have an Android, what are you doing with your life? Okay. You can do it all from right here. Now, whatever. Like he just wrote, he, I'm calling ChatGPT, he. Boom, done, right? Great. I love it. I need 10 more ideas just like this. Glad you love it. Here's 10 more YouTube videos. 5 common credit score myths busted. How to build credit from scratch. Blah, 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 blah. Right? You have getting all of these different ideas. How long does it take to improve your credit score? How to avoid common mistakes? The pros and cons of credit monitoring, right? These videos follow similar structure. They'll help your viewers. Okay, great. Write me a 10-minute script for number 6. How to get approved for a credit card with bad credit. Ooh, let's see what it says. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the channel. If you're new here, I'm Bruce. And today we're talking about a topic that affects a lot of people. How to get approved for a credit card with bad credit. Now, I know it can feel like a catch-22. You need a credit card to rebuild credit. But if your credit's bad, it's hard to get one. But don't worry. I'm here to break down the cycle and give you some practical tips of getting approved for a credit card, even if your credit isn't in the best shape. Before we dive in, don't forget to hit like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. So first things first, why do you even need a credit card when your credit is bad? Well, the short answer is to rebuild your credit, blah, 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 blah. When you're working with your, okay, so where's the good? Here, tip number one, start with a secured credit card. All right, tip number one, start with a secured credit card. If you got bad credit, this is one of the easiest ways to get your foot in the door. So what exactly is a secured credit card? You see how educational the stuff is? Now imagine you have like 30 of these videos on your social media page, and then somebody lands on your social media page, on your Facebook profile, on your Instagram, right? If they land there, your McDonald's store, are they going to see Big Macs and ice cream machines everywhere? Yes, because that's all they're going to see. So it's not about having one video. It's about having a multitude of videos. That's what you need. You need a long one. And then once you have a long one, you repurpose the long one into a bunch of little baby ones. It's not that difficult. Everyone can do that. Okay? Everyone should be doing that. I can't. Needs to be doing that. Because guess what? It's like working out, man. I wish I started 6 months ago. Right? It's like going on a diet. I wish I started last summer. Here I am. Summer's coming up again. And, you know, you have to start and not look back after you do. You have to do this stuff. So why aren't you doing it?